Thanks, Charlie. You look at the Rio Olympics and you figure, well, whatever problems Rio may have, all the jobs created by such a huge event have to boost the economy. Plus, Rio is getting new roads, new apartments, new transit system, and undoubtedly a huge bump in tourism.
It signals to the world that you're open for business.
If only you could send that message without having to go through with actually hosting the games.
Actually hosting the Olympics is a huge financial burden for the host country.
More after this from Charlie. One of the advantages of hosting the Olympics is that the host city automatically becomes world-class. Everyone knows its name. The latest study, though, by a free market think tank called the Mercatus Center at George Mason University, finds that if a city is looking to the Olympics for an economic boost, it's making a big mistake. Here's researcher Christopher Koopman.
You can look at Athens as a great example of this. And in large part, the economic calamity that is Greece was driven partly because of the promises they made to host the games in Athens.
Yes, he's saying the Olympics actually helped drive Greece to financial ruin.
You see the same thing playing out in Rio. Brazil isn't in a strong financial position.
And as for the tourism bump, look at London.
In London, for example, they had 5% fewer tourists the month that they hosted the Summer Olympics versus the same month the year before.
Cities, of course, are sorely tempted by visions of new stadiums and iconic landmarks. But Koopman says that any city that finds itself bidding for the Olympics should pray that it loses.
Soon after the games end, it's pretty clear that any benefits that would have materialized certainly don't.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.